Visiting today, Bob Rodenberger's Stockman's Livestock Auction. Bob, we've had rain and it's actually cooler outside. What a great day. Has it been a good week?
It has. I mean, Casey, we're seeing some, talk around the rain spotty, but we still got, with this cool weather, with the rain, we've got talking to a lot of people this week. They're going to put their wheat in, stays cool, get another shower. We've got some prospects. I mean, a lot of anticipation, but that's, if you're in the wheat business or grazing business, this is normal. There's nothing unnormal about what's going on today.
What about the runs this week? How did those look?
Lighter. A lot of it, the rain slowed down some people. Everybody's in the farming mode, which this happens every October. There's nothing new about this. This is this seasonal type deal, seasonal market. People don't know whether they want to, turn their calves out or sell them. A lot of that's based off of, they got to get the wheat. Their grass is gone. Still seeing pretty good dispersal of cows. Had a gentleman bring in 90 cows this week there Thursday at Apache. Seeing some cows still move based off of lack of water in their ponds and lack of enough hay to carry them through the winter.
Well, I know we've kind of had some big losses this week in the cattle market with the feeders trading near those July lows and then live cattle dropping as well. So have we seen any of that in Oklahoma too?
Yes. This market, we've seen a cheaper market in the feeder market. 2 weeks ago, the calf market kind of backed off, but on the very front end calves, that market would have been fully steady to maybe stronger in spots. And the rest of the calves, it's unworked calves, kind of the middle of the road calves, they were still cheaper. But the very, very front end calves, there's still good demand on them. It's same way with the feeder deal. A lot of people have filled their positions in the feed yards. And right now we're in a standoff with the packer. Box beef is cheaper. I read an article this morning that, consumption or sales of chicken has gone up drastically versus pork and beef, which, disposable income is going to be is a big issue right now. We've got, gas prices. I seen an estimate on, the people with the student loans. It is big enough that the average monthly payment on that thing is $400 a month on I forget how many millions of people. And that's $400 less disposable income. So, disposable income is what we base all of our demand off of in the beef business. I mean, there's demand out there. People's just got to have the money to do it.
Well, we're always talking about these black swan events. The government did not shut down, as we talked about last week. They're now good till November. But if they do shut down, would you consider that to be some type of black swan event?
Well, I mean, like I told you last time, I went back and had some people pull up what happens after we come, if we go down. I think the longest was 34, 35, 36 days. That was when Trump was in office. When we come back over a 20-year period, there is no consistent pattern whether the market breaks to the upside or breaks to the downside. It's kind of like when Nixon put a freeze on beef back in his deal, everybody just knew this thing would explode the upside, did just the opposite. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything to predict. It's something to worry about. The worst thing is like if they shut down, all of our government programs are going to be on stall. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to install them back, but if you're trying to, enroll in something, if you're trying to do your LRP, that will be non-existent until they open the government back. Casey, I still, I ought to put in an LRP business, but I still say there is tremendous margin. I've got some customers. This is not factoring in any expenses, but from pay to pay, there's from $700 to $800 spread in these 4 and 5 weight cattle, making them weigh 8, 8 and a half on your own wheat. Well, that comes, that's tremendous for your wheat crop. That's tremendous for your grass, whatever you're doing. We used to work on $350 spread. And I know expenses are higher. I hear that every day, but we're selling cattle. I mean, a 4 weight steer, 450 to 5 weight steers from $1,300 to $1,500 a head. An 8 weight steers, $1,800 to $2,000 a head. We sold some cattle for a customer that had bought some 450 weight cattle and he got $2,100 for them in May. What we sold them on the video for, which he could have done that on LRP. And if you're optimistic, I don't care. Lay them off. It's just insurance. We do not buy insurance on our homes or our vehicles expecting to have a crash or your house burned down. Buy it in the same mindset that you're just buying it for a crash that was unexpected. Spend $30 to $50 a head to lock in a $2,000 investment. It's the cheapest thing we got going right now.
Yeah, we still don't have a farm bill either, Bob.
No, I mean, and who knows how that's going to go? I mean, I haven't listened to any of Vilsack. I don't even know if Vilsack's talked much about it, but I don't listen to a lot of that till they've implemented or say it ain't going to happen. So, you know, but he's very pro-agriculture, and I feel like he works for us as producers in rural America as much as anybody we've had.
Well, if folks have questions for you, Bob, how do they get a hold of you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, David Gage, or myself. Give us a call. We'll do some break-evens for you. We'll show you what's available, do some spreads for you, talk to you about your calf crops that you own and want to carry forward. I mean, there's still a lot of positive stuff out here. We're as positive as we've been in a while, Casey.
All right, thank you, Bob.
All right, have a good week.